Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You never quite know what kind of random he'll like each week. Sports, entertainment, drink recipes, and who knows what the hell else. This is Stuff Landry Likes. You are In the Loop on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shout out to that dude, Pavetex Rod, for bringing in some tamales. Almost choked on one right there. My man came strong. He brought three different types. I like tamales. Fred likes tamales. We all know Lopez likes tamales.
Damn right I do. We changed it.
Not sure if Ahedibo likes them or not.
We just changed his life.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I can do tamales.
Yeah, we
he's
just
pretty good.
His life.
There you go. And now he's going to be, go to his Instagram. You'll see him working that off. He'll be doing some pull-ups with his Instagram shot. You know the most underrated thing you can eat and get if you want a quick bite?
Underrated. Go ahead.
Underrated. You got a guess?
No, I don't got to go.
It's a go grab and go right through the line. That's the hint.
Mm-hmm.
Every grocery store has it.
The chicken?
Hell yes. The roasted chicken at the grocery store is the most underrated quick bite in the entire world. All you got to do is park. You got to walk in. I know it's not as easy as driving through a window, but Landry likes that very, very much.
You know, you can do so many things with it. Like a lot of times if I have like leftover pasta or something, I'll grab one of those chickens. All of a sudden you got a chicken dish now, you know?
We use them for nachos.
Anything. You can do so many different things with it.
Start shredding that chicken up, put it on some nachos, some barbecue.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to get in on that. I'm a big fan of that. Also a fan of going to the movies. And I got to tell you, I know this is controversial. A lot of people do this, though. You got to sneak the candy into the damn movies. They're charging me $7 for M&Ms. If you're going to take candy to the movies, there's no shame in grabbing it. Now, I know James is probably frowning upon it because he's got that NFL bread. You got to sneak the candy
in. If it's
free,
it's for me, man.
That's right. That's right. There's lines today for the Halloween movie, the remake, the one that from Jamie Lee Curtis, the remake.
When are they going to stop?
I don't know.
Just cut it out.
Let me double check, but that's what Ellie was telling us. The Halloween movie is like off the chart.
Are you going to go see it?
No.
Those movies, I never really got into those movies. Yeah, I'm not into that stuff. The Michael Myers and whatnot, nah, not for me. Freddie D, how you feel?
I'm going to go see A Star is Born this weekend.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
Fred, dude, don't listen to anybody, first of all, because there's something they're saying about that movie to when they tell you it, it gives it away.
Well, here's the other thing,
it gives it away.
And Fred, too, who's a diehard Loophole as well,
what's up, Fred, too?
Disagreed vehemently with John McClane's take that Lady Gaga's not playing herself.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay, he's like, okay, look at the last two movies that were A Star is Born. They were played by Barbara Streisand.
And Judy Garland. Yeah.
Okay? So, more than likely, there's a good chance Lady Gaga's not a big stretch for Lady Gaga
this is
to
the
play
other thing.
A aspiring singer, right?
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't always. I think he thinks that just because, like, the flashy, flamboyant Lady Gaga is what you see right now, she didn't come up like that.
Hell no.
She didn't do that, but it's worth seeing. You got to see that. You got to see White Boy Rick, and I also think you got to see A Simple Favor. Mm-hmm. You got to see those three movies. A Simple Favor might be on DVD pretty soon. It was a good one too. And that Anna Kendrick girl from those Pitch movies. That's a fine redhead. That's strong as new rope right there. You feel that too, James?
No, I definitely want to see White Boy Rick. I think that movie's going to be awesome.
It's good. It's efficient. It's good. It's efficient. Wow. It didn't get the greatest reviews, but I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than most people. I don't think McClane really appreciated it. But go figure. McClane's grumpy sometimes. Spanky's has been getting a lot of love during Astros games. They've been showing the commercials. I've been trying to tell y'all about that pizza at Spanky's.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the mood for pizza, I'm going to say this right now. It might be a hot take, 713-572-4610, because I know that Loopholes are experts on this. Best wings in town, Spanky's.
No, come on now. That's a bold statement.
Best wings in town, Spanky's, for me.
I was with you most of your Landry Likes there.
I'm telling you, the only bad thing at Spanky's, the French fries are a little crinkly, but the best wings in town to me.
I got...
Interesting.
I like... Obviously, Buffalo Wild Wings. Obviously, Wingstop.
Come on, bro.
No, I'm saying obviously the ones you can go pick up. Big City Wings, man. You've seen they've been there yet?
Come on, bro.
Big City Wings.
That ain't no Spanky's.
Come on now. How do you know? Bro. Have you been to Big City Wings?
Come on, bro. I see people eating it. Come on, bro.
Are you a wing guy?
I'm a wing guy. I actually make my own wings, Ehedibo wings. I'll bring them in for you guys.
Whoa.
Next Friday, I'm bringing in Ehedibo wings.
What are Ehedibo wings? What are Ehedibo wings?
Man, if I told you, I'd have to kill you, man.
See, we don't want
I'm
that.
I'm telling you.
You don't even do? He would just squeeze you in his bicep.
It is. They are the best. Okay. Recipe.
Are they hot or are they like
a little bit of spice? But they're sweet. They're sweet, sweet wings.
I love sweet spice.
And you make them yourself?
I make them myself.
Okay.
Mama taught me. Mama taught me well. And,
all right. Mama Hedibo got them.
I'll bring them in next week for you guys.
I love it.
That
I love
is
it.
A date.
I'm on.
Shout out to Mama Hedibo. I'll get out of here on this before we talk about the Texans and the Jaguars. I'm gonna get out of here on this. I like the way Alex Bregman carried the Astros this year.
Yeah.
Much respect to that. I like the way Jose Altuve gutted it out in the playoffs. You could tell he was hurt. Much respect. And I like the way Dallas Keuchel has handled himself since he's been an Astro. And a lot of people think he's outspoken.
I agree.
Rubs a lot of people the wrong way. If this is the last we see of Dallas Keuchel, then I got to salute him because he's everything that you could ask for as a member of the media. And I respect everything Dallas Keuchel's done and everything he brought to the Astros.
Would you bring him back?
I would, but it's not my money.
They're not. Yeah, they're not going.
Just because he's going to get too much money in the open market.
I think they got confidence in the young guys that are coming up behind him to just be cheaper.
Yeah,
that Josh James guy.
Yeah.
I think that guy throws 102.
Yeah,
he may not be a starter, but I think they're going to give him a try.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget about our boy Fram the Man, who for whatever reason got left off. Who I thought was great down the stretch. So
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.